I have no problem admitting that I'm a loud guy. When I come home from work, I'm typically hungry, and the first thing that I do is go banging around in the kitchen, pulling out pots and pans and slamming food down onto the counter. I usually throw on some music, and I'm partial to metal, so the cacophony only elevates from there. This continues until my husband emerges from his quiet spot in the living room, weary and disoriented. He tells me to keep it down. To Alan's credit, he always does this in a very nice way, not a hint of anger in his voice. In fact, when I look back on our 5 years of marriage, I can't think of a single time that I've actually seen him truly angry. Frustrated, sure, every once in a while. Never anger, though. Alan is the complete opposite of me in many ways, and this particular difference is only the most apparent of them. While my loudness may be extreme, it is only matched by a soft, quiet demeanor, which is taken to comic extremes when you learn that Alan is a librarian. Never in my wildest dreams could I have imagined ending up with someone who makes a living out of telling everyone else to be quiet, but here I am. The best part is, despite our differences, Alan and I truly are in love with each other. Who wouldn't love a guy like Alan? Sweet and charming is only the beginning of what makes him so amazing, and I'd be crazy not to mention the fact that my husband is incredibly good-looking. Alan is a perfectly toned twink, his body a perfect example of genetics gone right. He maintains youthful, boyish good looks and a disarming smile, set with brown hair that typically frames his dark-rimmed glasses. He's sporting his glasses when I see him this afternoon, with the slightest bit of stubble across his chiseled face to give him that hipster librarian look. Alan is always so serious here at work, but at the moment I spot him, he appears to be stifling his laughter, trying not to cackle loudly from some joke that I'm not aware of. Alan hasn't seen me yet, and while I would normally just run up and give him a big hug, there's something unusual about today that stops me. Instead, I slink back behind one of the bookshelves, peering between the tomes and trying to make sense of the situation before me. My husband is chatting quietly to a table of men, who all look up at him with a thinly veiled wonder. You could cut the homoerotic sexual tension with a knife, but Alan doesn't seem to notice. Despite the fact that he was almost laughing moments earlier, there is still something stern about his presence, and it appears now that he's actually scolding them. Of course, the line between scolding and flirting can sometimes be quite thin. Eventually, the men all seem to agree on something and my husband saunters away. The men at the table watch him go, their eyes lingering on Alan's muscular toned ass. I give him a moment, then head over to find my husband sitting quietly at one of his desks off in the corner. "Hey, baby," I offer in a hushed tone. Alan looks up from his computer and a smile immediately crosses his face. He jumps to his feet and walks around the desk to give me a hug, but specifically refrains from kissing me. This, of course, would be much too unprofessional for him. "I thought I'd surprise you with some lunch," I tell him. "I got you a sandwich from Arnold's Deli." My husband is pleased with this, taking the brown paper bag from my hands and setting it down behind him. "That's very sweet, Kirk," he tells me. "I know, I'm a sweet guy," I joke, a little too loud and boisterous. My husband immediately hushes me. "I love you, but you've got to be quiet in here." "Okay, okay," I say, throwing my hands up and backing away in mock surrender. I only get a few feet before stopping myself, suddenly overwhelmed with curiosity about the men who Alan had been talking to just moments earlier.